existing in terms of holding the recovery back. I do see the statement says, in part, factors that are likely to be temporary. Are there more permanent factors that are producing a worse outlook than 3 months ago?
Well, as you point out, what we say is that the temporary factors are in part the reason for the slowdown. In other words, part of the slowdown is temporary and part of it may be longer lasting. We do believe that growth is going to pick up going into 2012, but at a somewhat slower pace than we had anticipated in April. We don't have a precise read on why this slower pace of growth is persisting. One way to think about it is that maybe some of the headwinds that have been concerning us, like weakness in the financial sector, problems in the housing sector, balance sheets and deleveraging issues, some of these headwinds may be stronger or more persistent than we thought. And I think it's an appropriate balance to attribute a slowdown partly to these identifiable temporary factors, but to acknowledge the possibility that some of the slowdown is due to factors which are longer-lived and which will be still operative by next year. You note that in 2013, we have growth at about the same rate that we anticipated in April.